What's good, my friends? We're almost there. Almost out of these series. And I'll be honest, there's a part of me that wishes they will end so we can get to the finals. It's just back and forth, treading water once you get into the latter stage of these series many times. Unless you get injuries, then we start to maybe find ourselves some bit of an edge. But we still got some good stuff today. I think this will be the closeout game, and we'll see the finals start next week. Obviously, if Boston wins today, it's a wrap. So here's to Boston getting today's win. But we got some good stuff today. I'm going to jump into all three of them. Before that, though, hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and leave a comment down below. It's greatly appreciated. Helps us out a ton. And I would love to have you guys join the channel. Join the Odd Shopper family around these ways, especially as we go into the finals. Yesterday, though, Bullock finally got there on rebounds. That looked dicey because Brunson didn't get there on rebounds and assists. And then took a stab, sprinkled a little bit on Dallas. Dallas Golden State halftime, full-time. There's just no way Golden State was losing that game. But I didn't feel supremely confident laying the points in that one. And then you're obviously not betting the money line. So I thought we'd try it out. No dice. They just lifeless the whole game, Dallas. They're just not nearly as good a team as the Warriors. And we knew that. But in this one, it certainly looks like Boston is the far better team. So let's dive straight into this. Miami Heat, under 24.5 first quarter points, -105. Their offense has looked nothing short of putrid. I mean, they've been so bad since Hero went down and since Butler started dealing with the inflammation in his knee. Nothing looks good. And you can say what you want about Hero. I know that his performance has sucked, right? Right. He's been inefficient. His minutes are down, but he still spaces the floor and he forces defenses to make adjustments. You're not getting that out of Victor Oladipo at all. He's still a threat when he's on the floor. And Miami scored 19 and 11 points over the last two games in the first quarter. Just atrocious numbers. Butler's clearly not right. Hero's, I don't think he plays. I don't think Hero plays today. This is supposed to be a 2 to 4 week injury. It's been 6 days since he last played with a groin. Even if he does play, he's not going to be right. But even here's the thing, though. Let's say he plays and he's not at full strength. You're also not going to play him. He's not going to get most of the first quarter minutes anyway, which is one of the reasons I like this. And you're getting those minutes from Kyle Lowry and Max Strus. Strus is 0 for 16 from the field over his last two games. I've said it before. You know this. Three-point shooting is volatile. So sure, he could turn it around. But he's looked terrible. Kyle Lowry's 1 for 12 over those games. They're 1 for 28 combined. Butler is 7 for 32. So on one side of the argument, you'd say, well, yeah, okay, so that just means that they're going to see some positive regression. To some extent, I think you're right. But they've just been so bad in the half court. They don't have – I mean, you have PJ Tucker out there, not an offensive threat. Kyle Lowry is basically a dead man with a heartbeat at this point. They don't have the guy. They don't have the personnel right now. And Bam Adebayo, I don't know what has become of him outside of one game. He's been a corpse as well. So it's a tough time right now if you're the Miami Heat. And I think now that you have someone like Marcus Smart back, he got in foul trouble last game. I'm not particularly worried about those minutes from what we saw. And Robert Williams both expected to play again. I think they overwhelm this team. They take it in six. And I'd rather take the under in the first quarter instead of the first half, because I wouldn't be surprised to see Spoelstra make some wholesale adjustments to try and save this team if they come out of the gate dead again. So under 24.5 first quarter points on the Heat. And I'm going to go to the Celtics here. I know it sounds like a lot, but I'm laying the 8.5. Now, I'm not supremely confident in either side, but like I said, props get tougher. Everything gets tougher. So if you're taking a side here, if I'm taking a side, I'm going with the Celtics. -8.5, and I'm doing it at BetMGM, where you guys, many of you, I know I see the signups. Many of you guys have already signed up here at BetMGM because you get $200 free when you do. Well, 190 to be exact. All you have to do is use the link in the pinned comment. Sign up, right, for the first time, deposit $10 or more if you want, but only has to be 10 bucks. Take that $10, put it on either team to win today, either team to win. So what I would do is I'd put it on the dog. Obviously, I like Boston to cover here, but if you're using this promo, put it on the Miami Heat at plus money, because either way, you're getting $200 back. So if they win, then you're turning that 10 into even more. You're not getting much at all on a $10 bet if you're betting the Celtics money line at like what, minus 450 or whatever. Do that. Use the comment or use the link in the pinned comment. Turn that 10 into 200 when the bet settles. All you do, deposit $10 when you sign up. Put that 10 on either team to win. If they score 22 plus points, boom, which they will, even though the Heat have sucked, they will. You'll get that money. It's hard to make money in sports betting, especially this late in the season. It's hard to make money. Take advantage of every promo opportunity that's given to you, not just from BetMGM, but from every site, because they won't be around forever. Bolster the bankroll, start making money. And in order to do so, put money injected straight into your account without having to do anything other than lift your fingers. And yeah, I like Boston -8.5. If I had to take a side here, they're at home. They've dominated Miami in back-to-back games. And it hasn't been a fluke either. Again, I know that Miami's shooting has been so bad that at some point, you know, it can't be this bad forever. But the offense, as I mentioned in the last bet, the half-court offense is so bad. And even if they are getting some open shots, the problem is they don't have shooters. I love Jimmy Butler, okay? I love Jimmy Butler, but he's not a shooter. He's a scorer. He's not a shooter. If you make it so Jimmy Butler can't get to the rim, you are going to absolutely be able to tamp him down. You're going to be able to contain him. Bam Adebayo has decided that he doesn't want to shoot. And all of these other guys, like I said, Strus and Lowry, you're seeing what's happened there. So yeah, Tyler Hero being out does make a big difference. They've been so bad, so inefficient in all facets of the offense that even their defense isn't giving them enough. And, you know, with Boston, they have shooters, right? You have Tatum, you have Brown. You have Tatum, you have Brown. Even Grant Williams is a good three-point shooter if you need him. Marcus Smart is back. You know, not the best shooter, but he's fine. And then you have guys, glue guys like Al Horford and a great defensive player and rebounder like Robert Williams. They have the full package, and they clearly have more depth off the bench in Derek White and guys like Peyton Pritchard. They've won by huge margins too. In the seven games that they've won over the last two series, they've won by 28 and then 8, but then 13, 28, 25, 20, and 13 in their seven wins. Crazy, huge margins. And I don't see this going to 7 with Boston playing at home tonight. So if I'm taking a side, I'm going to lay 8.5. And you guys know this. I think you're with me here, right? Let me know. Let me know in the comments if I'm reaching. I don't think I am. I think you guys are going to ride with me on this one. We got to go back to Al Horford over 12.5 rebounds and assists. I mean, we need vindication here. But I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying, oh, we got to bet this because we lost it last time, even though he had 12 rebounds and assists with 10 minutes left in the fourth and somehow still didn't get there. He needed one in 10 minutes and still didn't get there. But it's at even money today. You can get it at even money on BetMGM or on FanDuel at over 12.5. He had 12. Look, here's what it comes down to, okay? Yeah, it was a huge kick in the dick for us that watched him not get there last game, but we made the right play. I mean, I'll go back there any day of the week. He was averaging, and I said this on Wednesday, 17 rebound chances and over seven potential assists in this series and since the beginning of the last series. Last game, 15 rebound chances, perfectly fine, 7 potential assists. Rebound rate, assist rate are solid in this series. The opportunities were there. So if we're getting 12.5 at even money, like I said, BetMGM, where you can get the $200 free dollars and put it on this one as well, or FanDuel, he's gone over in 8 of 11 games since the start of that Bucks series. Damn it, should have got there on Wednesday too. Still holding like on to that one. I'm really not, but it we're going back to it for those obvious reasons. 8 of 11 games. He's playing 40 minutes in competitive games. And I think that was the first Horford prop we lost all season was on Wednesday. So we're going back to the well here in what I think closes out the series. So Horford over 12.5 rebounds and assists, Celtics -8.5, and Heat under 24.5 first quarter points. Hey, appreciate you guys watching throughout the season and throughout the entire postseason. We'll run this back in the finals if this gets closed out today, and we'll finish strong. Peace.